Maybe Howard and Bernadette said I could be here?
Did they?
But to answer the question, what are you doing here?
Nothing else to do tonight. The last couple of months, I come here when I know they're not home.
What?
They heard me in the bushes once, but they thought it was a raccoon.
I told you raccoons don't say uh-oh.
You know, one night, Leonard's nose whistled so loud, I swear it was like sleeping on a train track.
Have you noticed it's always an A-flat?
Is it? Oh, gosh, like his sinuses are right here in the car.
If we're just going to drive around aimlessly, the least you could do is take me for ice cream.
Yeah, I'll take you for ice cream.
See, now, why can't Amy be that subservient? She has coitus one time. Suddenly she's Gloria Steinem. Anyway, I suppose an ice cream parlor will be a good place to meet other women.
Oh, please. You're barely interested in a physical relationship with one person. Why would you want to confuse and disappoint others?
Being with Amy has awoken the sexual creature within. Now, when I see a pretty gal walking down the street, I think hubba hubba like any other guy.
You kiss your mother with that mouth? Because it's fine.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Shall we toast?
To Howard and Bernadette? And the house key they never asked me to return.
You said you got it back.
Well, clearly I lied.
So how's the apartment?
Not great. The electricity's out.
So why don't you get it fixed?
I called. We're all like, pay your bill.
If you need somewhere to crash, there's always my place.
Oh, no, I don't want to be an inconvenience. Got all your lady friends.
Actually, I'm single now.
What? When did that happen?
It's okay. It's my choice. But their choice, and it's not okay.
Sorry. I didn't know.
Nobody does. I was embarrassed, so I didn't say anything.
Why wouldn't he tell us? Are we bad friends?
He's in our hot tub drinking our wine.
Yeah, he deserves to be alone.
So you're back out on the dating scene now?
Yeah, a little.
Oh, that must be fun. How's that going?
I'm in a hot tub with you, so pretty bad.
Maybe I should just give in to his stupid bathroom schedule.
No, don't do that.
But you did?
Exactly. Learn from my mistakes. No matter where I am at 7:18 a.m., there better be a toilet nearby.
It's just so much easier to give him what he wants.
True, but think of how much you've accomplished. Who got him to stop Purelling his pocket change?
Me.
Who got him to put things other than gloves in the glove compartment?
Me. It was mittens.
Who got him to try a turkey dog?
That was actually Cuthbert Polly, but I did let him spit it out in my hand.
How can you stop now? That's like walking out of Pinocchio right before he becomes a real boy.
You know, you're right. I'm in this relationship, too. I need to stand up for myself.
Of course you do.
And if he doesn't like it, he can move back here.
He can try. He'd just need a good locksmith.
Well, who are you going to hit on? The girl in front of us got strawberry. That's your favorite.
No. If we both like it, I'll spend the rest of my life opening the freezer and going, aw, no strawberry.
What about the girl behind the counter?
Well, she spends her whole day scooping. One arm's probably bigger than the other.
Is it possible you might not actually want to meet someone?
You are truly wise.
Thank you.
I'd say wise beyond your years, but you're getting up there.
All right. Come on, what is really going on with you?
Penny, I am going to tell you a story that I've never told anyone.
All right.
I was 13 years old and on spring break from college.
Not relating, go on.
I came home early because they ran out of math to teach me.
Oh, now I'm with you, all right.
My mother was in Bible study. I walked in the house expecting to find it empty, and I heard a sound coming from my parents' bedroom. When I opened the door, I saw my father having relations with another woman.
Oh, that's awful.
I know. It's also why I never open a door without knocking 3 times. I mean, the first one's traditional, but 2 and 3 are for people to get their pants on.
Well, what happened with your dad?
We locked eyes, I ran to my room, and we never ever spoke of it.
You poor thing.
Since Amy and I have been living together, we've been bickering like my parents used to.
And you're afraid you're gonna do something like your dad did?
Yes. I need to prepare her now to save her from pain down the road.
Down the road? Sheldon, she wanted to share a toothbrush holder with you, and now you're at an ice cream parlor trying to pick up women.
Well, anything could sound silly when you put it in that tone.
Honey, instead of worrying about pain you may cause in the future, how about trying to fix the pain you're causing her right now?
I'm sure you're right. And I suppose I should apologize to you as well.
Okay.
That must have hurt, watching me look for other women without ever even considering you. Please understand that I think of you as more of a nanny.
Just finish your ice cream so I can get you home to bed.
I wonder if this is what it feels like to be Bernadette's baby.
I don't know, Bernadette's baby doesn't have a jacuzzi jet hitting just the right spot.
Those jets are for my secret spot, not his.
What are you doing here?
It's called relaxing, and that's all you need to know.
Well, it's getting late. Maybe we should head home.
Yeah, probably right.
You coming?
Yeah, just give me a minute.
Why?
Well, you know how you're wearing a bathing suit?
Yeah?
I kind of went the other way.
You jackasses, just buy yourself a hot tub!
What do you think?
It's a nice enough spot. You know, if I'm gonna start standing up for myself, this is exactly the kind of
thing.
Oh, hi! Hi!
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. I think Sheldon has something he would like to say to Amy.
I wanted to apologize for my behavior today.